Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Tommy?
Yeah.
This story starts in Perry, but we're going to be bouncing all over the place.
No.
Authorities say earlier this month, a 63-year-old man took his neighbor's vehicle without permission.
63?
Oh. Yes, he did. And again, he's being charged with taking a vehicle without permission. We've talked about this on the show before. We know it sounds strange that he's not charged with stealing.
Right.
But it was explained to us that there's a difference between stealing a car and taking a car without permission.
And not getting written permission.
The 63-year-old man from Perry who took the car decided he was going to take a trip to the big city.
Which big city are we talking?
Well, he drove the car to Rochester. Without the permission or the knowledge of the person who owned it. And here's the thing, Tom.
What was he doing down there in Rochester in the big city?
We don't know.
Okay.
And at this point in the story, it's very possible, if the allegations are true, this man could have still gotten away with what he did. He could have just brought the car back, put it where it was. Nobody would have known.
So what'd he do?
All he had to do was get the car back to Perry. That's all he had to do.
Mm-hmm.
And that became a major problem.
What happened?
Well, the car he took without permission was stolen in the city of Rochester.
Oh. Wait, it got ripped?
Oh, no.
So he was in a... okay.
So we don't know what he was doing here?
No, we have no
idea. I have a really good idea, but I don't want to say
man,
I'm speculating.
Maybe he wanted to see if Midtown Plaza was still open.
Or he'd buy some Bibles.
Hey, whatever.
Okay.
But it is the ultimate irony.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You could have gotten away with it.
My God.
But someone doing something more illegal got him busted.
But wait a minute, man, because like he could have... I guess he knew he did grab it.
Yeah. Well, no, so that's the thing. We don't know when the person who owned the car was aware that he took the car.
Yeah.
So I'm with you.
Because he could have. I don't know what you're talking about.
Exactly. I guess, unless he may have been caught on like a Ring camera or something like that.
It's some
damn cameras. Now I'm pulling for this guy.
So because someone doing something more illegal than he did. Got away. And then, by the way, here's the funniest part.
What?
The person who stole the car wasn't caught.
Oh.
He got caught, according to police. The 63-year-old man was charged with unauthorized use of a motor vehicle. He has a court date in October. And there is good news for the car owners, too.
What happened?
A week later, the stolen car was recovered.
Yeah, but what does it look like?
Who knows? We don't know. If you're a 63-year-old guy, and the car you borrowed without permission gets stolen in Rochester...
Yeah.
You do have the option of just not going home.
Right. Or just pretend it never happened.
Well, okay, the pretending it never happened may not be possible.
Oh,
right?
You're just saying split.
Well, I mean, look, I'm guessing that a 63-year-old guy who borrows a car without permission from a neighbor, right, has some maybe bouncing around ability.
Yeah.
I mean, you could just scram, like, go to the place you were staying
in the
middle
of the night. You could be a wandering soul.
Exactly. Get your stuff and go find another place to lay your head, unless he, like, owned a house there.
Yeah, but like you said.
He's borrowing a car without permission.
Yeah, you could split.
All right. Does the man who took the car without permission have a right to be upset in this story?
No.
Why?
Because you put yourself in a position to be vulnerable to that, I guess.
Well, but I mean, who?
And you put somebody else's possession at risk. It wasn't your thing to gamble.
Okay, but you weren't it's not like he like raced it. Anybody that drives a car anywhere has the chance of getting ripped off. It can get ripped off in your garage.
Yeah, right.
And it sounds like he intended to bring it back.
We don't know.
Like, but he was running an errand and bringing it back.
I mean, who knows? Who knows what he was trying to do?
I got to go downtown. I got to see this guy.
And we don't know
I got to get this
how...
thing squared with this guy, and I'll be right back.
We don't know how it was stolen.
Yeah.
You know? Like, he may have... I don't know how careless he was, either. Like, I don't know if he left the keys in the car or if somebody broke into it to steal it. Like,
But you say you have no sympathy for this man. He has no right to be upset.
I don't think so. I think the person that has the right to be upset is the person who owns the car.
There was do you ever see the movie Up in Smoke?
Yeah.
Cheech and Chong, there's that famous line, somebody ripped off that thing I ripped off.
Yes, exactly.
That's exactly what I'm thinking about.
So he does have a right to be upset?
He was upset. Cheech was upset.
Okay, not Cheech. Let's in this story. Does he have a right to be upset?
Of course he does. Like, he had a little plan going on, and now somebody screwed it up. And they did way worse than what he was going to do.
Okay, but he...
Listen, I agree. He's got a lot of... But there's degrees of everything.
Okay, fair enough.
But my thing would be, if he... Had he gotten away with this... Who knows how often he's gotten away with it in the past.
Right.
It would just encourage him to do it more.
Possibly.
By the way, we're just assuming he's never done this before, right? I mean, we don't know. Again, 252 WCMF, a 63-year-old man out in, where were we, Perry?
Mm.
Yep, yes. He borrowed his neighbor's car without permission, drove it to Rochester. While the car was in Rochester, the car was stolen. So he's been charged with unauthorized use of a motor vehicle. How close do you have to be with your neighbor? Where you can just take their car.
I've never seen that kind of a relationship where you just have access to their car whenever I need it.
Now, we know that wasn't a thing that they agreed with, but part of, if I'm not mistaken, based on how we've had this conversation before, part of being charged with borrowing without permission as opposed to stealing.
Somebody thought you'd do it before?
Or you have access to the keys, right?
Okay.
Meaning this neighbor.
You can get into their house.
Or this neighbor, Kimmy, may have let them borrow it before, right?
Yeah.
I have never had a neighbor in my life.
Right.
That I would feel comfortable asking for their car keys.
Right.
Yeah, because I'm thinking, like, growing up, like, my parents were super close with all of our neighbors, and I don't ever remember anybody borrowing cars.
Yeah.
You know?
Which is also weird because,
like, even if they needed it to move something, it was like you drove, you know what I mean? Like, you drove the car while they used it. It wasn't like they took it without your permission.
But that's also kind of strange because lots of people give neighbors a key to their house.
Right.
And
back in the day, especially.
But I think there are people who still do it.
Okay.
All of your most valuable things are in that house.
Yeah.
So, like, you're willing to allow them, if they wanted to walk around your house unsupervised.
So, you know, my old man, like, when they lived in a condo in Florida, he had access to people's cars.
Because
they had these snowbirds, and they would ask, hey, man, can you just start my car? Can you check on it? And this one rich buddy of his, Otto... He gave him the car to use. Like, he just said, he'd drive it once in a while just to keep it going. I didn't want to have to put it on a battery tender. Well, my old man took that as, hey, I now have a car. I don't have to drive my car. So my old man used Otto's car, this neighbor, this rich guy, like it was his own car.
You realize your dad could have been charged with, okay.
Absolutely. When I say took trips, like we lived in Jupiter, Florida, 96 miles door-to-door to Miami. He would go down to Miami on a regular basis with his car. He would go multiple counties with this guy's car.
He's such a scumbag.
And when Otto finally moved, my old man was pissed. Oh, I lost my car deal, which was never a deal. But he just assumed. So, yeah, he could have been busted.
I guess that could make some sense, though. Like, let's say you've had a neighbor, like, house sit for you or watch your house.
My father.
And you're like, you know, if you have to move the car for whatever reason, here, my key, this is where
I
keep my keys. Like, I could see putting your trust in a neighbor in that way.
Okay.
Right. And them getting a little too comfortable.
And that would make sense with the charges as opposed to stealing.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, the other awkward part of the story, and it happens all the time with neighbor crimes and no one really talks about it.
What's that?
This 63-year-old man accused of taking the car without permission that was then stolen in the city of Rochester. He still has to live next door to the people with the car.
That could possibly be.
Because, like, when these crimes happen, when there's neighbor issues, you can't force the suspect to move.
No.
So, assuming this 63-year-old guy isn't going to move, there are going to be awkward interactions.
Some tension.
Right?
Some neighborhood tension.
Now, let me ask you this question.
All right.
Let's say this happened with you.
All right.
Right? Your neighbor takes your car without permission, drives it, the car gets stolen.
All right.
Comes to you a couple days later and goes, listen, Tommy, I'm really sorry. I don't know what I was thinking. I made a mistake. And I you don't have to forgive me now. I understand that you're upset. I just hope one day, you know, things can be just decent.
Yeah.
Could you find it in your heart to forgive that man eventually?
I think so.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, listen, man, you and I have been pretty low, and we have some very low friends.
Yeah, but...
And I think I could understand it. My wife, on the other hand, not so much, buddy. She ain't playing.
I don't know if you would still be playing at this point in your life, though.
No, I mean, the guy... Look, I'm not gonna...
Like, I get, like, back in the day...
I'm not gonna hate the guy.
But, like, let's say somebody your age, like, you've known this person your whole life, and wouldn't you kind of feel like, hey, man, it's time to get your stuff together now?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. But still, I mean, I've, you know.
Bro, like, you say we've been on the balls of our ass, and we have, Ben, you and I. Like, I drove around with 24 breakfast sandwiches that I stole from a Hampton Inn in a cooler for a week. Mm. That's all I ate.
Yeah.
But, like, as low as I've been, I've never even considered taking a car.
But I guess, so but, yeah. It also was never available to me.
Oh, really? You didn't have options of just grabbing your buddy's keys and screwing? You did. You never thought about it. That's my point.
All right.
Yeah, like, I would almost think because you've been in those positions and you didn't take it that far, that may make you less likely to have sympathy for somebody.
Okay, no,
you
know
what I mean? Like, I don't want to deal with that. Like, the car is, if I got the car back and everything's cool.
Okay.
But, you know.
Oh, look, it's very
open. Maybe some people in my house have a different opinion.
I can respect it. It's very open-minded of you.
I like to think I'm open-minded enough to embrace a piece of crap.
You get upset when somebody takes your parking space.
Okay, but those people are different. Those privileged,
I'm just pointing
entitled
them out.
Millennials.
Uh-huh.
The person
Sandy?
That's not a millennial.
Oh, number one.
Sandy, the entitled millennial.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. What?
Okay, nothing.
Let's take a
break.
Is she a millennial?
Let's take a break. No, I don't think so. I've already gone too far.
Have you?
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.